79 degrees in Nashville. Right now it is cloudy over our part of Middle Tennessee, but for the most part today it should be a sunny day with a high in the low 90s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. During the last few days of early voting in Tennessee's primaries, President Donald Trump is campaigning for Congressman Andy Ogles. Ogles faces a well-funded challenger in former State Agriculture Commissioner Charlie Hatcher. In a tele rally last night, Trump called on his base in Tennessee to head to the polls for Ogles.
And I'm asking all of you to get out and vote for Andy Ogles. He's been a friend of mine. He's been a terrific guy. I gave him a very early endorsement.
While Ogles benefited from that early endorsement, former Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam made a late race endorsement in favor of Hatcher. Haslam has financially supported previous Republican challengers to Ogles, but Hatcher marks his first endorsement. Endorsement paired with internal polling from the Hatcher campaign shows a close race for the new 5th Congressional District. One Macon County neighborhood is being told its water supply is not usable. The warning applies to about 20 homes on Green Grove Road, and this is not a boil water advisory. Instead, they're instructed to not use the water at all, even for cleaning or livestock. The notice does not say what has happened, just that there has been a, quote, recent incident affecting the water system. The Hartsville-Trousdale Water and Sewer Utility has cases of bottled water available for those who are affected. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news at NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. Yeah.